Hi, welcome to church with Pastor Wayne Parker. I hope you enjoy yourself. I'll talk to you later.
Isaiah 43 says that we are not to look at the former things or consider the things of old. But God said he was going to do a new thing, that he was going to make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want to talk about a new thing that God is doing. A new thing implies that we are making progress, that we are moving forward, that we're going somewhere, that we're not bound up with the old things. The Bible said that we had to let go of the old stuff, that we, if we desired to move into a future, if we desired to move into a new thing, we had to release some of the things of our past. It is very difficult whenever people have been wounded or hurt in past experiences or relationships. It's very difficult for them to release that and to trust God to give healing and to give hope and to give benefit for a future whenever things of the past have wounded them. But God said we had to let go of that, or it would paralyze us. It would cause us to become stagnant. It would destroy the hope of our future. So God says, let go of the old stuff. Don't consider that. Don't get trapped in that. Don't keep holding on to that. There's no benefit in living in the past. But release those things and begin moving forward. Release those things and he would give you a future. He would give you benefit. He would give you hope. He would allow you to begin to fulfill your dreams. We all have dreams. We all have desires. God said to Jeremiah that I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. We cannot make progress toward our dreams if we're not willing to change. In order to accomplish our dreams, in order to move forward, in order to move into a different realm of life, we have to let go of some old stuff. We have to be willing to change. You can't continue to do the same things that you've always done and get different results. You have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to let go of some old habits and create some new habits. Many times, stubbornness and fear paralyze us and cause us to fall short of our dreams. But if we are willing to humble ourselves and change, if we're willing to trust God and not let fear control us, then we can begin moving toward our dreams. God said, if you will let go of the old stuff, if you're willing to change some of the old things, if you're willing to look to him for a future and move in that direction, then you can have your dreams. You can accomplish your dream. And what's more, God said that he had hopes to give us a future and to prosper us, and that he wanted to bless us and give us benefit. The Bible said in Isaiah that he would make a way in a desolate place. Many times we don't make progress or move forward toward our dreams because we become paralyzed in desolate places. All of us have faced things that have discouraged us. The enemy comes to people in their minds to cause them to fear and feel like you're never going to accomplish anything. You're never going to go anywhere. You're never going to have the dreams that you desire. But God says that's not true. Instead, God said, don't think about the old stuff. Pack up and move out of the past so that you can move into your future. Let go of the old thoughts. Let go of some of the old ways and some of the old habits. And he said he would make a way in the wilderness where it's a desolate looking place, a place that is dry, a place that is fearful, a place where there's pain and wounds. God said he would make a path in that. He didn't say that we were to stop in that situation or stop in that place. One of the things that we do too often is stop whenever we're in trouble. We settle there and we set our thoughts there and our minds there. But God said he made a path. A path is something to be traveled on. A path will take you through the wilderness, not allow you to stop in the wilderness. If you're going through a difficult time, one of the most important lessons that you can learn is you don't stop. You don't give up. You don't quit. Whenever things are against you, whenever it looks like that you're going to fail, when it looks like there's no way, I'm telling you, God makes a way. He is able to bring us through anything that life brings against us. I promise you, you're going to encounter problems. Many times we become disillusioned in church. We become disillusioned in relationships. We become disillusioned in our efforts in life and the things we desire to accomplish because we encounter problems. Well, problems are part of the package. We're always going to face problems. We're always going to be tempted and tried. We're always going to be up against difficult situations. People are not always going to do things the way we would like for them to, and neither are we. We're going to be disappointed by other people, and I promise you, we will disappoint people. That's not the issue. Problems are not the issue. The issue is the path that God makes. It's not looking at the problem, it's looking for the solution. It's not looking at the situation, it's looking to where you're wanting to go. It's finding the path that God has for you. I promise you, in whatever trying situation you may be facing right now, I promise you, God has made a path through that wilderness. God has made a path in a desolate situation. That path is for you to travel on. That path is for you to make progress on. That path is for you to get on and put one foot in front of the other and not stop until you've come through that desolate place. Then God said, I'm going to give rivers in the desert. It's not hard to find yourself in a dry place. Just going through some of the situations that we face, it's easy to find yourself thinking, God, where are you at? What am I going through this for? I can't feel your presence. I don't know where you are. I don't even know how to find you. I'm tired. I'm dry. I'm thirsty. I'm worn. But God said he would give rivers in the desert, that he would cause to spring forth in a desert place, in a dry place. He would cause a river to spring forth, that it would flow, it would gush, and we could be refreshed by those waters. I'm telling you that God gives the river of his Spirit. There are many people that feel like that God's not going to give them refreshing, that God's not going to give them his Spirit. But God spoke to me several years ago and said that he was going to pour his Spirit out, that the river of his Spirit would begin to flow. We read through the Bible and through the New Testament, and we see how God poured out his Spirit, and they were refreshed by his Spirit. In the book of Acts, it says that there were times of refreshing that would come from the very presence of God. That river flows out of God's presence. Our desire is to connect with God. Our desire is to have that relationship with him. Our desire is to know his presence and to feel his love and to be assured that he has a plan and a purpose in our life, that we're not just spinning aimlessly and wandering through this life without any direction or any purpose, but instead there is purpose for our life, and we are accomplishing the very will of God that he's created us for. We can't do that if we're dry and thirsty and feel like we're about to die in a desert place. But God gave us a promise, and this is the promise that I give to you today. God said he would give a river in a desert place. So no matter how dry you might feel, no matter how hopeless you might feel, I'm telling you there is hope. I'm telling you that God gave you a promise that he would cause a river to begin to flow through your desert. So don't give up. Don't stop. You keep moving forward. Don't panic. Don't feel like this is the end and I'm not going anywhere. I'm never going to accomplish my dreams. I'm never going to receive what God has for me. Everyone else may be blessed, but I'm not going to have the benefit of God's best. God said He had a river for you. So no matter where you're at, no matter what your situation may be like, God gave you a promise that a river would begin to flow into your life. So I'm encouraging you today, look to Jesus, believe God's word, look for the river, quit looking at the problems, quit living in the past, quit holding on to things that cannot benefit you. Instead, release that, trust God, let go of it, look to God for a path that He has made for you to step on. That path will lead you to the rivers that you can be refreshed by. Drink of the river of God. Drink of the Spirit of God, and let His refreshing begin to saturate even your desert.
Well, that's all the time we have today. I hope you learned something. Thanks for coming. Have a good day. I hope to see you next week. Bye.